Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Clever move dropping Ted Lasso to open the post-game press conference last night. So how is it being a goldfish? Can you let go of everything after 15 seconds?
We should be able to. We have done it all year long. And, yeah, I appreciate you digging into that and connecting the dots there. I'm a big Ted Lasso fan. But at times in this game, you got to have a short memory. You can't let things linger. And basically when I came in from doing a meeting with the press, I came into the clubhouse and it was empty. These guys were already gone, heading home, get a good night's rest. And I'm sure they're ready to play some good baseball today.
So now I know that when radio guys suggest you watch a television program, you tend to ignore it. But when the television people suggest that you watch a show like Ted Lasso, that you take it upon yourselves. Was it like looking in a mirror watching Ted Lasso?
Yeah, a lot of people have said that about he and I. So, at times I thought he was quirky and odd and with a different sense of humor. I'm not that funny, I swear. And I'm probably not as gifted as he is. But I think his optimism kept showing through and he just kept pounding on. And no matter what the circumstances were, that he was going to have a good day and he was going to make sure that his team had a good day. And that's definitely where it overlapped. And then, sometimes you got to lay down your guard a little bit and you got to let people see a different side of you. And be vulnerable, because that's what I expect from these guys. So I want them to be an extension of me, and I feel like I have to go out and do my part to be as genuine as possible. And I think that's where Ted Lasso was.
I mean, I think the vulnerability shows up right away with you, but the optimism is something that is not always present in baseball. Mm-hmm. Where did you get that sense of optimism from?
Yeah, I think my parents were just we're that way every single day. And I know that there were some really probably tough times in households with jobs and uncertainty, but my parents just always had an unbelievable outlook, and that's just how I was raised. And that's what I saw. And I think I started to develop just this inner confidence that I was going to be able to make some adjustments to find a way to get things done. And that's a part of me. That's who I am. And it drives people around me crazy. My loved ones, my friends, the people that I work for, but that's what I got to do. I feel like I have to come here every single day with a clean slate and say that today is a new day. We're going to get something done at a different level, and we're going to execute fundamentally to win a baseball game. And I want the players to really see that in me. And I have bad days too, trust me. Mm-hmm. But I don't want them to see that I have a bad day, because I feel like that's my job.
See, and I find it really endearing. And I'm just kind of curious, when you were coming up, were there managers that were that optimistic that resonated on you? And if so, how did that impact you as a player?
Oh, good question. I felt like the managers that I played for that felt like they weren't going to lose. I had this little chip on my shoulder, and I was gonna go out there and perform and not really let them down. I played for my managers. That was how I was brought up in this game, and it may change a little bit now. But I think these guys genuinely care about their coaches, the people that are around them that are teaching them day by day. And they want to make them proud. I still think that's a part of what being a big leaguer is all about. But I do remember there were some managers, some good managers too, that were extremely negative, and that negativity used to drive me crazy. And I would get around negative conversations, and within two or three seconds, I would excuse myself and I would just mm-hmm. leave it, because baseball's a hard game and it's a grinding game. And if you're around that negativity every single day, it can bring you down. And I didn't have time for that. And I kind of follow those standards now as a manager.
Do you think it's a chicken or an egg with the team? Do you have to have the personnel that believes that? Or do you think that they follow the tone that's set when it comes to that optimism?
Wow, we're taking a deep dive today.
We are. Like this. That's you good opened stuff. This. You opened this yeah. up last night, so yeah, this is your fault.
I love it. But it's a really good question. I think everybody's built a little bit differently. I feel like you're going to have a group of players that are going to set that tone. And when you win and you see that it's a very positive vibe, I feel like you can learn that behavior. Learn behaviors are a little bit challenging because you got to let your guard down a little bit. We do that here. I challenge these guys to be as vulnerable as possible, to see what's going right or wrong around them, and then make an adjustment inside of that.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot with this one. How about five? Give me one player in the last four or five years or whatever, since you've been here. Well, how long has it been? This is the fifth season, right? Mm-hmm. Who stands out as carrying that optimism forward?
Probably Paul Goldschmidt. He and I were aligned in that area. He believed every situation was going to work out the way it was supposed to, and he could control it. And he was that good. He could stop the game. He could control the game when he was going well. And when there was a bad outcome, he didn't let it affect him. And he could turn the page as good as anybody I've ever seen. And that kind of resonated through the clubhouse. And I think we had that for a couple of years after he left. And we're still looking for that day by day. I think we got to find that kind of an attitude where we're going to carry one another. And when it's not going well, we do it together.
Does it need to come from your star, or can it come from a role player in that?
Good question. I feel like it come from anybody in the clubhouse, somebody that has an impact and does things right day by day. Those guys, you know, when they're setting a certain standard, they've got to be very consistent. You can't have down days, or you can't have a bad day and then act out. And Paul was very consistent with that. So I feel like anybody inside that clubhouse, you know, sometimes there's a role player that sneaks up on you and can kind of carry a team or set a tone and just consistently have that energy. It gets exhausting, but I think it'd be anybody inside of that clubhouse. It doesn't need to be a starter. Doesn't need to be the best starting pitcher. It can be somebody that's fearless and he's ready to take on that challenge.
Who's that energy guy now?
Oh man. I think we have an assortment of them. I think that Eduardo Escobar is pretty consistent with what he believes in. He goes out every single day and fights every single day. And I know that he has a really good mindset. Sometimes he gets a little bit frustrated when he doesn't do well, but it's a quick in and out. He lets it go quickly and he gets ready for the next battle. But I think we got a few of them here. I think we've got a couple that are sitting around, some that I'm trying to bring out a little bit as a young player, trying to create a little bit of that. I think Christian Walker has some of those natural tendencies that he sets a very good tone every single day. And talk about consistency, he doesn't come off of it. He's the same way every single day.
Yeah, smart guy too. Torrey, best of luck this afternoon. Go get him, and we will talk to you Tuesday.
Okay, talk to you later.
Torrey Lovello, manager of the Diamondbacks on the Diamondbacks Radio Network.